Psalm chapter 103, verses 1 and 2. Praise the Lord, I tell myself with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, I tell myself, and remember all the good things he has done for me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, March 4th, 2025. Happy birthday, Mom! My mom turns 89 today, and my brother Stu might be using his cell phone so she can listen online, or has his laptop so she can hear the streaming audio, or listening through the archive programs link so she can hear this introduction and be a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Tuesday edition, as we continue with the series by Pastor Rick Warren, The Awesome Power of Praise, How Praising God Changes Every Situation. Today's broadcast will be the conclusion of part one. We began it last Tuesday and Wednesday, and then tomorrow and next week, we'll be looking at part two, Pleasing God by Setting Faith Goals. Last Tuesday and Wednesday, we looked at what happens when you praise God with all your heart, and we learned the benefits are that praising God lifts your spirit, that praising God helps you sense his presence, that praising God enlarges your perception of him, and that praising God reveals solutions you can't see. Today we're going to learn three more benefits of praising God are that praising God reminds you of his blessings, that praising God enlists God's protection, and that praising God, it breaks chains and frees you and opens doors. Here's Pastor Rick Warren of Saddleback Church concluding part one titled, The Awesome Power of Praise, How Praising God Changes Every Situation, Shaping Your Future Self.
Now these last three are really important, the last two particularly, but here's a big one. Number five, a big benefit when you develop the habit of praise. Praising God helps me remember his blessing. Now, I'm going to explain why this is really important in just a minute. But praising God helps you remember the blessings of God. Why? Have you noticed that when you're going through a tough time, and you may be going through one right now, when you've got a big overwhelming problem in your life, a big pain, a big hurt, something going on in your life, you tend to overlook all the good in your life, and you can only see the bad. You know what I'm talking about? You get imbalanced. When you got a big problem in your life, all you can think about is the problem. You can't think about smelling the roses and enjoying life, and it's beautiful out time today. All you can see is your problem. Anytime I have a fight with my wife, Kay, the whole world smells like Limburger cheese. It just stinks. Because you know what I'm talking about. If you got a relationship that really matters to you and it gets out of whack, everything else sucks. Okay? Nothing else is good. If you're out of whack with the person you love the most, it just messes up everything else. And what happens is in your problems, you tend to get imbalanced. And what praise does is it rebalances you. Praise corrects the imbalance in your life. Praise reminds you that not everything is bad in your life. Let me give you an example of this. In Psalm 105, the first five verses, the psalmist had been going through some really tough times, and so the person who wrote this decides to enumerate the things they can thank God for and praise God for. They're going through a very tough time, and Psalm 105 says this, "Praise the Lord. I tell myself with my whole heart, I will praise his holy name." I tell myself, I'm talking to me, like you don't do this, you talk to yourself all the time. Praise the Lord, I tell myself, and I remember all the good things he does for me. He forgives my sin. He starts listing just a few of them. He forgives my sins, that's a big one. He heals my illnesses. He saves my life. He surrounds me with love and tender mercy. He fills my life with good things. Now, why is it important to remember God's blessing? Well, there's a couple reasons. First one is that in your life, when you get a problem, you tend to overemphasize that to the neglect of all that's good in your life. Your life is never all good, and your life is never all bad. You get both through life the entire time. On the cover of Kay's book, Choose Joy, there's a pair of railroad tracks, because the rails represent the good things in your life and the bad things in your life, and they're parallel, and you get both of them all the time throughout your entire life. There will never be a time in your life when everything is good, because we're on a broken planet. So no matter how good things are in your life, there's always going to be something you need to be working on, okay, that's not right. But there's never a time in your life when everything is bad either. Even in the worst days, there's things you can be thankful to God for. And so what praise does is it brings your system back into balance. It corrects the imbalance, because when you're having a problem, you tend to think everything sucks. Everything's bad. The whole world's falling. Sky is falling down. Chicken Little. And what happens when you do that, when you get imbalanced, this, now listen really closely, you forget who you are and you lose your identity. Many of you are struggling right now with insecurity. The truth is, you're pretty insecure about who you are, and you're not even sure who you are, and you're struggling with your identity. Who am I as a woman? Who am I as a man? And the reason why you struggle with your insecurity and you struggle with your identity is because you listen to what other people say about you instead of what God says about you. And that's what praise is all about. Listening to other people, what other people say about you, is none of your business. What other people think of you is none of your business. You should not pay any attention to it. Why? You don't need anybody's approval in life to be happy. You're as happy as you choose to be. If you're miserable because of what somebody else thinks about you, that's your choice, and that's dumb. Nobody can force you to be unhappy. Only you can let other people control your emotions. When you say, you make me so mad, you're admitting you have the power to control my emotions. So what you think about yourself is not even so important. You think stuff about yourself that really it doesn't even matter, because you lie to yourself all the time. I lie to myself more than I lie to anybody else. So do you. The Bible says the heart is deceitful. You should not trust everything your brain tells you, because your brain isn't accurate. You get misperceptions all the time. What matters is not what other people say you are. What matters is not what you think you are. What matters is what God says you are. And he always tells you the truth. And he says you're lovable, you're forgivable, you're capable, you're usable, you're valuable. These are things that God tells you. That's the truth. And so when we praise God, we remember not only how God has blessed us, but we also remember whose we are. We remember our identity. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. He made me. He created me. He sent his son to die for me. He wants me with us in heaven. If you have a problem with me, that's your problem. If God likes me and I like me, what's your problem? Now, one of the things of praise is it not only balances your life with between the negative and the positive, but it also balances your life between what other people say you are, what you think you are, and who you really are. This is the antidote to your insecurity. This is the antidote to why you feel bad about yourself. This is the antidote to low self-esteem, praising God. God wired the universe that the more you praise him, the more secure you are in who you are. Now, on these last two benefits, I've been saving these because they're the biggest ones of all. If you're experiencing any kind of conflict in your life or any kind of frustration in your life, these last two points about praise are going to be especially helpful to you in 2022. If you feel like you're in a battle right now, if you feel like you're under attack, maybe your health is under attack with some kind of chronic illness, or your finances are under attack, or your reputation or your integrity is under attack, or your marriage is under attack, or your business, or your dream, anything that's under attack, you're going to need these next two. And if you're frustrated and you feel like I'm caught, I'm stuck, I'm like in prison, I can't get out, I can't get on and I can't get out of what I'm doing right now, then you need to be practicing the habit of, listen, praising God in advance. I'm going to explain this. Praising God in advance. Okay, here's the sixth benefit, number six. Praising God enlists God's protection. God starts fighting your battles if you praise him in advance. Now, I'm not talking about after the fact. The timing of your praise determines what it is. Follow me on this. If I thank God after he answers a prayer, that's called gratitude. If I thank him after he's done something for me. If I thank him in advance before it happens, that's called faith. You see the difference? Praising God after God's done something in my life is called gratitude. But thanking God and praising God before it happens is faith. And you need both of them in your life. Both gratitude and faith draw you closer to God. Now, a classic example of thanking God in advance when you're in a battle, when you feel like you're under attack, when you need God to defend you, and you need God's protection. A classic example of this is 2 Chronicles chapter 20, which is the story of a battle that Israel is in. Israel is a little tiny nation. And one day, in 2 Chronicles 20 in the Bible, three larger enemy nations ganged up against Israel to annihilate them. So it's going to be 3-1. The odds were incredibly against Israel. They were vastly outnumbered in the battle. And so they knew the only way they could win, the only way would be if God miraculously saved them, because they were going to get their rears kicked by an overwhelming odds stacked against them. Maybe you feel the odds are stacked against you right now. In some area, maybe in your business or education or whatever. The odds are stacked against you. So the king, his name was Jehoshaphat. They probably called him Fatty for short. Okay? Nick, hey, Fatty. So the king decides that praising God in advance is going to be their strategy for the battle. It's their only protection. And so he organizes a very unusual battle plan that has never been used before or since this particular battle. And he decides to put a choir in front of the army as they march out into battle. Now here's what it says. Look on your outline. 2 Chronicles 20, verses 21 and 22 says this. So, the king appointed singers. That's what I've got next to me. These are singers. The king appointed a choir to walk, notice, ahead of the army, in front of the infantry. And they were to praise the Lord, singing praise to the Lord, and praising him. What did they sing? It says they sang, give thanks to the Lord because his faithful love endures forever. We sing that song. Give thanks to the Lord. His love endures forever. Praise God, praise God. His love endures forever. We sing that song. Now, so get the picture here. Over here on this side of the valley are the enemy tribes, enemy nations of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. They're ready for bear. They're ready to go to battle. Over here is the Israeli army, and the king says, okay, choir, you guys get out in front of the infantry, and you walk out into battle singing praise. What are they doing? They're symbolizing thanking God in advance. Now, the three nations over here see this choir walking out. They go, what is going on? And the army behind the choir is going, yeah, what is going on? And the choir, the singers in front are going, yes, we'd like to know what's going on. Because we're the tip of the spear, and we don't even have weapons on us. Now, here's what happens. This is a great miracle. Notice the rest of the verse. The moment the people started singing and praising the Lord, caused the opposing forces to start attacking each other, and they were completely defeated. Israel didn't have to do anything about it. These guys get in a fight with each other, and they get confused, and they start fighting, and they decimate themselves Israel wins the battle without even picking up a sword. Now, that strategy, General George Patton would have fainted if somebody had suggested that to him. Send a choir in front of the infantry. It is a symbolic act of faith. They're praising God in advance for their deliverance, for their victory, for his protection, for winning the battle. Okay, have you ever tried that with any of your battles? Thanking God in advance. Maybe you feel like you're under attack right now. Under attack from a competitor, under attack from the devil, under attack from illness, COVID, under attack, who knows? But you're in a battle right now. Have you thought about thanking God in advance? Remember, if you wait till after God gives you a solution, that's not faith, that's gratitude. There is power in praising and thanking God in advance. So let me ask you this question. You know the problem that you're going through right now that you feel like you're under attack with? When are you going to start thanking God for the answer? After he's answered? Why not now? The Lord wants to be your defender. The Lord wants to be your protector. The Lord says, I will fight your battles. In fact, in that 2 Chronicles 20 passage, he says, you don't need to fight in this battle. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The battle is not yours, it's God's. And so Psalm 28, verse 7, the next verse on your outline says this, the Lord protects and defends me when I trust him. He helps me and he fills me with joy as I praise him. Many of you know that for a few months now, I've been going through some very painful health problems. But I'm not waiting for the cure to praise God. And while the doctors have been trying to figure out what's causing severe pain and paralysis all over my body, I have been practicing praising God in advance. And you should too. And I've been telling God, thank you that this is not the end of the story, Lord. Thank you that what I'm going through, I'm going through. This too shall pass. Thank you that this is not the end of the story. Thank you that you're not finished with me. Thank you that you are bigger than my problem, that you're greater than my pain. And I'm thanking God in advance, even when I don't feel it. Why? Because I know that that's how God fights your battles, all right? You need to do that too. Now here's the seventh one, and this is another big one for thanking God in advance. The seventh benefit is this, praising God breaks chains and opens doors. Praising God breaks chains in your life, things that are holding you back, and opens doors for opportunity that you can't seem to bust through. When you feel like you're stuck, and many of you right now feel stuck, you know what, nothing changed since last year, and you're in a situation right now that you cannot control, you can't get out of it, you can't get on with it, you're just stuck. You might feel you're enslaved. You are imprisoned by an attitude. You're imprisoned by a fear. You're imprisoned by an addiction. You're imprisoned by a situation that's out of your control. You're stuck. You're in chains. There's never a better time for you to thank God and praise God in advance. Now, the classic example of this, I could give you many in the Bible, is Acts chapter 16. And in Acts 16, Paul is in prison. Paul and his friend Silas were talking about Jesus in this town, and the city council, the people didn't like them, and so they throw them in prison. And Paul and Silas are in this dark, dank, dirty, cold, down in the dungeon, Roman prison. And in the middle of the night, at midnight, they decide to have a praise session, a praise and worship God session in the prison. Not after or out of, while they're in prison. Acts 16 says this, verse 25, 26. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing songs to God. After midnight, Paul singing praise to God after midnight. That's what that song's really about. You didn't know, but that's after midnight. Silas praised the Lord after midnight. Yeah, okay. So anyway, it says, after midnight, they start praising and thanking God and singing songs to God in prison. And it says, notice, and the other prisoners listen. Well, I guess so. It's deadly in the middle of the night. They can't help but hear the guys. Listen, your praise of God is always a witness to non-believers. We think people are impressed by our prosperity. They're actually impressed by how we handle adversity. It's not how successful you are that makes people want to come to Christ. It's how you handle the problems that they're going through too. And you handle them in a better way. Now it says here, they start praising God. It's at midnight. It says, suddenly there's a strong earthquake that shook the foundation of the jail. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the original jailhouse rock. Okay. I waited all week to tell you that. Then at the doors, it says, of the prison, of the jail, the doors of the jail broke open and all the prisoners were freed from their chains. They came undone and they all walk out free. That is a miracle, but it's also a metaphor of what God does in your life when you praise him when you're stuck, when you praise him when you're bound up, you're in chains, when you need to be set free from an attitude, an addiction, a habit, a situation, when you need the chains broken off you. Now, here's my challenge. I want you to make the habit of praise your natural response to everything you face, good or bad. I'm going to thank God. I'm going to praise God in this situation. Develop that habit and watch what happens. Watch all these benefits. And there are many others we didn't cover. Second, make the habit of attending worship every weekend so you get your weekly B12 shot. You get recharged. You get re-energized. You're going to walk out of here with a better attitude than you came in with.
Oh, listening friend, I hope by listening to today's program, you're going to have a better attitude all day long, all week long. As you've been hearing a message by Pastor Rick Warren of Saddleback Church, we began this new series last Tuesday and Wednesday titled The Awesome Power of Praise, How Praising God Changes Every Situation. And part one, which began last Tuesday and Wednesday and concludes today, is Shaping Your Future Self. Now, tomorrow and next Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll continue with part two, Pleasing God by Setting Faith Goals, all a part of Shaping Your Future Self. And we're going to look at the importance of setting faith goals and why that's so essential. Now, if you missed a portion of today's broadcast or want to listen to it again or send it on to a friend, stop by greatnewsradio.org and WLUJ.org and click on the Mark and Friends tab and scroll to the Awesome Power of Praise. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.